Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, we got to talk about Georgia Tech. And Chad Bishop joins us, covers Georgia Tech for the AJC and AJC.com. Big season opener, Chad, against Colorado. And Mike and I, look, we have a great relationship with Coach Key. We have him on. I think he's going to join us before this game on Friday here on the show. But the fact is, there is expectation this year. You feel that? Does Coach Key talk a lot about that? Are his players talking about that?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I think, you know, the mantra from Brent Key and really all his players, and it's kind of, at this point, I can recite it at heart, is the external expectation should never be higher than the expectations with inside the walls of Bobby Dodd Stadium. I get all that, right? Like, that's the company line. That's the coach speak. But let's be honest, right? Like, this Georgia Tech team, I mean, I've seen people say, like, they're a college football playoff sleeper, they're an ACC title game sleeper. Like, the expectations have not been this high in a while for this Georgia Tech team. So you have to think that not only Brett Key, but guys like safety Clayton Powley, who's been here 4 years, Haynes King, who's his third year as a starter, Jamal Haynes, who's been there his entire career, these guys have to understand that so much more is expected of this team. The trick is going to be embracing those expectations and saying, you know what, you're right. Like, we are a pretty good football team. Let's go out and prove to the world that we have the capability of winning 8, 9, 10 games this year.
And that's the thing, Chad. I mean, we felt because of Haynes King, and this is your last year with him, you got to kind of maximize a very specific skill set that he brings and athleticism. I like his swagger, too. We talked to him at the ACC Media Days. It seems like he's a tough guy, you know, and he knows what is expected of him.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know, the kid grew up in East Texas. His dad's a longtime high school football coach. You know, he eats, breathes, and sleeps football. I mean, literally, you know, we wrote the story that he's been sleeping at Bobby Dodd Stadium during preseason camp. I mean, the guy wants to win more than anything in the world. So how rare is it these days to not only have a senior quarterback, but one who's going to start for your team for the third year in a row? So, yeah, I like that phrase of maximizing what you have back there and Haynes King and sort of building this attack around him. And Brent Key's also mentioned this a number of times. It's not only Haynes King, which is going to be huge, right? Jamal Haynes at running back and Malik Rutherford at wide receiver is back, bringing in Eric Rivers at wide receiver. You have an All-American, a preseason All-American at guard in Keelan Rutledge and, you know, a couple returning starters on the offensive front. So everything is sort of built for this moment, especially when you talk about the offense.
No doubt. We're talking about Georgia Tech, their big kickoff game against Colorado on the road. Chad Bishop joining us. So let's talk about that defense. A few years ago, Chad, it wasn't good. I mean, teams were running the ball on them. They couldn't really get the stops they needed. We've seen improvement there. And once Brent Key took over, Mike and I felt like, okay, look, the offense is going to get better because this is who he is. We know he knows what he's doing there. And, you know, you talk about the play calling. I think all that has gotten better. But specifically, the defense is going to be key. What area do you feel like? Is it D-line, linebackers, secondary, that you feel like they are improved in and that's really going to help them this season?
Well, I don't know if they're improved in yet because that remains to be seen, but I know they made a point of emphasis in the offseason to improve that defensive front. I mean, they could not get to the quarterback in 2024. Mm-hmm. The run defense was fine, right? But it was creating some pressure on the opposing quarterback and getting their hands up and tipping some balls and getting some sacks and some TFLs. So they went into the transfer portal and got a guy like Ronnie Triplett out of UTSA and Braden Manley, the SOCOM Defensive Player of the Year out of Mercer, Matthew Alexander from UCF, just sort of Akilo Stone, who started his career at Georgia Tech, went to Ole Miss for a couple years, and now is back in Atlanta. So really stockpiled that defensive front. I was listening to Brent Key on his coach's show on Tuesday saying this is definitely the first time in his tenure that he can rotate 7-8 guys along that defensive front. And with Coach Jeff Simpson leading the charge there, they really feel that could be a strength. Now, it remains to be seen, right? They haven't gone out there and played an opponent yet, but they really knew going into this year they had to stockpile talent there. And they got some young guys who they recruited as well, like Andre Fuller, like Jordan Boyd, like Christian Garrett, some of these really young, talented guys to supplement some of those transfers. So I think the defensive front is going to be vastly different. Will it be better? I don't know, but it certainly needs to be.
Talking about Georgia Tech guys, we'll talk some Georgia later with our man Connor Riley, but it's Tech Time with Chad Bishop from the AJC. Can the freshmen have to, everything you're talking about on defense, can the freshmen have an impact on that defense?
A little bit. I don't, you know, if they have a big impact, I think there's probably been some injuries or some benchings later on. You know, they brought in enough transfers, not only on the front, but in the secondary as well. But there's a guy like Tay Harris, who's a highly touted freshman, true freshman coming into play safety. So there's certainly going to be some opportunities for those guys. And I mentioned Andre Fuller, defensive end, is another name to watch. But I think they've done a good job of building out the roster on the defensive side with some veterans and some transfers to where they don't have to rely on some big-time freshmen, at least not in September. Maybe that by the time October, November rolls around, those guys will sniff the playing field. But right now, they're going to start out with some of their veteran guys on the roster.
I heard Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, giving him a shout-out. I'm talking about Brent Key saying, hey, I tried to call you. I guess he said he tried to FaceTime him or something. Did you hear this, Chad? And what did you make of it? Because he was reaching out to Coach Key and said, hey, I wasn't able to catch up with you, but I got a lot of respect for you. I found it interesting that Prime made that public.
I mean, if someone tried to FaceTime you from a number you didn't recognize, I feel like you wouldn't answer, right?
No,
I don't know.
No.
And you know, I don't know Prime's area code. I imagine maybe it's from the Dallas area where he was for a long time. But yeah, I don't know. That was interesting. I think what Deion Sanders was probably just trying to get out, and he delivered it incorrectly, was like, he was trying to reach out to Brent Key to say hi. He respects him. He knows that it's Brent Key's third season. It's Deion's third season. They're both trying to build their programs. He wanted to, you know, just catch up with them before the game. An odd way to do it, to start your presser in the middle of the week by sort of making that public.
Yes.
But, you know, on the same token, I heard Brent Key on a podcast joke that, you know, he was going to take his rookie card out to Colorado and try to get Deion to sign it before the game. So, you know, these coaches need to stick to coaching and not joke telling, right?
Right. Apparently, Carl, Brent Key does not star 69. Talking about Georgia Tech. And one thing, you know, not to get melodramatic, but we kind of do from time to time. If you're going to win 10 games, you can't lose this game, can you?
No, there's no doubt. You know, you look at some of these games on the schedule, and I refer to them as sort of, you know, toss up maybe 50-50 games. Like, you look at a Georgia and you look at Clemson, and let's be realistic, right? Like, on paper, those are L's for Georgia Tech, right? But if you look at a Colorado on the road, a Duke on the road, a Virginia Tech at home, a Pittsburgh at home, like, those are games that in year three under Brent Key with what they have, those are the games they got to win. You lose at Colorado, you're looking at 0-1, and then you got to play Clemson at the end of the month. I mean, you could be 2-2 in September, which is not the end of the world, but you'd certainly much rather be 3-1 or dream scenario 4-0. So, yeah, they got to go out there and have a good showing and get this one because every win counts in this day and age of college football.
High-scoring game. Chad, do you believe that on Friday night? I tend to think that Brent Key, if he gets a 14-point lead, he's going to run the damn ball. I don't know if he's going to try to run it up. Do you think it's a high-scoring game?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, anything goes in these first games, and especially with the Colorado roster that is so brand new. But because Colorado's starting a new quarterback, I would kind of think they make some mistakes because Georgia Tech's MO is to get a lead and run the ball. I mean, they don't blow a lot of teams out. I was looking the other day, really the only big time win they've had is at Virginia a couple years ago. They won 45-17. It seems like every other game is like 24-21 or something like that, right? So, yeah, I like that idea that if Georgia Tech has a lead, if they're controlling the game, they're going to continue to control it, just like that Gasparilla ball a couple years ago where they ran the ball like 30 straight times to end the game. So I think that's certainly the possibility that this one is somewhere in the 20s.
Talking about Georgia Tech, guys, with Chad Bishop from the AJC. I know you touched on the pass rush and how they try to address it through the portal. What would be the number one concern group? What area of the team would you say is a bit of a concern starting the season?
For me, it's the offensive line. I think it's a talented group. We mentioned Keelan Rutledge, a preseason All-American. Joe Fusil is another guard who's been there forever. But you're breaking in a new center and Harrison Moore. You have Malachi Carney starting at right tackle, who's a transfer from South Alabama. They love that kid. He's huge. He's very athletic. And then Ethan McKinney is going to be the left tackle, who performed at a freshman All-American level in 2023, but he was in and out of the lineup in 24 because of injury. When you got three, maybe two and a half newcomers there in your offensive front, like, they may be good, but how long is it going to take? Is it game one? Is it game six? Is it game nine? I don't know. And you know Brent Key is a stickler for offensive line play, so I would imagine he's got the five best in his mind. But how quickly do those guys come together? And when you're talking about protecting Haynes King and making holes for Jamal Haynes, that's imperative for that Georgia Tech offense. So curious to see how they perform on Friday night and for the rest of the season.
All right, Chad, great work. We look forward to talking with you as the season continues on. There are high expectations for Tech. Again, they were picked fourth in the ACC, not last. But I think the one thing you pointed out, and this is something we'll watch all season, they had 18 sacks last year. To put that in perspective, Duke had 44, right. SMU 43. SMU was playing for the conference championship.
It's Falcon-like.
Very much so.
Yeah.
18 sacks. That is an area they've got to be better at. Hey, man, we appreciate you. Enjoy the game, Chad, and we'll talk soon.
All right, my friend. See you later.
Cool beans, man. Yeah, it's one of those conversations, you know, we seem to have all the time. And I said that to you yesterday, and Chad brought up a great point. It happened, you know, with Paul Johnson. It happened with Chan Gailey. They'd win games they're supposed to, and then they lose a game they're not supposed to, you know, or they win a game they're not supposed to, and vice versa.
Right.
So that's like this year. When you, I mean, who is Virginia Tech to lose to this year? Now, again, I'll go a deep dive on what they've done in the portal, but that's a coach who's under 500. Talk about Pry yesterday. You know, don't lose the games that you're not supposed to. You know, and I think that's one of those things that Brett's going to try to hammer with these guys. But Haynes King, not many teams have a dude that kind of, you know, the kind of juice that he brings. So hopefully.
He's a dual threat, man.
He is. Remember we talked about it with him yesterday? He goes, I am a dual threat. I like his attitude, but they've got to maximize this talent this year. 9 wins? 10 wins. What do you think? 9? 10 wins means maybe 10 wins, and that's your season, including the bowl game. How about that? So you go 9-3.
That's a good year.
Now, that would be a year I think most Tech fans would say, hell yeah. And as you heard from Chad, I mean, some of the expectations may be unrealistic, but can you take that big leap that everybody's looking for?
Yeah. Mike, it's a great question. The one thing they do, and this is what you lean into, and I love it when coaches like, oh, yeah, but we got to throw the ball. No, you don't. They were second in the league in rushing, only by 2 yards to Miami last year. They rushed for about 187 per game. And they come back, and you're bringing back the quarterback and the running back, Mike, as we talked about, that was pretty much responsible for that. So lean into it, man. Like, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to see if Colorado is tough up front.
Right.
I'm going to run the ball in the first quarter down their throat and see if they can handle it. And if not, we go down and score, Mike, and then we go down and score, and I'm talking about Tech. This is what we're doing the entire game. I don't need Haynes King to throw it 45 times to prove a point. Go win the game with what you do best. This is what we know they do really well right now, coming back off of last year. And then, as the season moves along, we'll see how the development of the passing game and all that stuff goes. Right. But I just feel like that's what – if you're going to ask me how they win this game, you go run it in the face of Colorado early in this game and pound them. Right. That's what I think.
And that's the thing. You know, the way they beat Florida State, you know, the way they out-physicaled Florida State, punched them in the mouth. And then, unfortunately –
Mike, they ran it on Georgia.
Right. And that's the thing, man. The 8 freaking overtimes, man. I mean, imagine that. What would we talk? How would we be talking about the Georgia season? Had they lost to Tech, and then unfortunately, you know, Fran Brown, who we were trying to get on, but obviously very busy getting ready for Tennessee, he turned it in like the idea was, "Wow, Georgia Tech's real physical." And Fran took that and said, "They think they're physical."
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And, you know, it's just classic sort of bulletin board material. It wasn't really bulletin board material, but he turned it into it. And then that's that game I'm talking about. Now, Syracuse will be a not as good this year because they've had so much roster turnover and they lost their starting quarterback. But that's one of those games you kind of look back, man, you can't lose that game. You know, talking about those. So that's, if you go 10-2, that means you only lost to Georgia and Clemson.
And it's a good year.
It's a hell of a year.
Because both of those teams are going to be in the top five.
I got to imagine if that's the case and you are in the playoffs.
Yeah, both of those teams are going to be in the top five. I totally agree.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.